Ella.
Hey, Billy. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Miss Gail. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I was happy to hear your voice on the other end of the line when I picked up my voicemail. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I talked to you. I think it was back in October.
Yeah, it was. I remember.
Sounds like you
ready to go.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. I checked before I called. We still got your listing, so we're still good to go there. Did you have any questions before we start getting you all set?
No, I think last time, because you just said all the calls come straight to me.
Yes, sir.
And pretty much is cut and dry. Said they come straight to me, and I just get them from there.
Yep, absolutely. And if I remember right, you need us to build a website and a logo for you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then we also need to do your Google business profile, so that's no problem. Yeah, it's pretty cut and dried. So today is, where do we got here? Let me make sure. So I know we had some credits in there for you. Let me make sure they still held.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing changed there. Okay, good. It did. It kept your discount in there, it did. Perfect. So today then it'll just be the $199 for your first month and then the $99 setup. And we'll get started on everything. So let me grab a couple of screens here so I can gather some more info from you. And let me close your listing. Finally close your listing. I'm happy about that. I'm excited for you, Joey.
Thank you. I'm trying to focus more on service because the new work's about to slow down, I think. I think we're going to go into another. They done built too many houses again.
Oh, well, that's not a bad thing, really. I mean, because you do service work, they're all going to need service at some point, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's like my daddy told me. Boy, in plumbing, they always going to need their plumbing sheet.
Right? People end up with leaks all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so let's go ahead and start getting you all the blanks filled in and get you set up, Joey. So is Joey your given first name, or is it short for something?
That's my first name.
Okay. And then on the credit card that you're using today, Joey, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
It's Joey Cole Wilkins.
And is that C-O-L-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Perfect. And then your email address, I've got G-E-N at Wilkins, Wilkins, W-E-L-L-O-N-S.com.
Yeah, Wilkins and Wellens. Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah. Let me give you mine, too.
I'm ready.
Mine is Joey Wilkins, 58, I'm sorry.
I do that too.
It was Joey Wilkins, 5847.
Okay.
At iCloud.com.
Got it. Perfect. All right, Joey, I'm going to send you a couple of emails here. They're just informational and kind of a test to make sure I got your email address right when I typed it in. I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure I did. But I'm going to send this to you. So the first one is information on the dashboard and analytics area that you'll have access to. And we probably talked about it, but just to kind of recap, you'll have a unique login. You can log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us. So that's information about that. And then the second one, I have to adjust with your discounts because those are still good. I'm glad. it's that time of year. It really, your timing, it couldn't have been better, Joey. Our rates are actually set to go up, of course, after the first, like everybody's kind of seems to do, but you'll catch us before the rates go up. So we'll still have, whoops, that's too many digits. All right.
Especially and the way this economy is, every little bit of hailstorm.
Oh, gosh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. I keep watching my grocery bill, and it's, I keep cutting, and it's, it doesn't make any difference.
That's like all I right. tell my wife. I'm like, that's all you got for $100. She's like, you want to go get it? I'm like, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's frustrating. It really is. It really is.
I take it back. You're doing good, baby.
Right. I don't want that job. I don't want that job.
No.
And did those emails come to make it to you, Joey?
Hold on one second. Let me see.
Too funny talking about different duties around the house.
Yes, they did.
Awesome. All right. And then I've got your phone number is 984-249-7900. Is that also your business number?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And we are in Eastern time. I'll update that. Okay. And then company name, I've got Wilkins Plumbing. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that that I should list at all, Joey?
No, man. I'm just doing business as I hadn't set my LLC up.
No problem. That's the way to do it to start, I tell ya.
Yeah. And I'm going to eventually set it up. I'm probably going to do it after the first sometime once I save up a little money.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's no reason to not just do the DBA. I mean, it'll get you through until you can or want to do the LLC or the incorporation.
Yeah.
And then address that would correspond to the credit card that you'll be using. Is that 7178 Old Fairground Road in Benson?
No, it's actually, 105. Winter Locking Drive.
Is that, Winter Locking Done. There we got it.
Yeah, Winter Locking Drive. 28234.
Perfect. And then we need to do a website, so we'll leave that empty for now. All right. So part of what I'm doing, Joey, is I'm making sure that we've got all of your info in here correctly and double checking it. Let me check one more thing over here. Okay, good, that did what it was supposed to. I'm grabbing some links here. So what I'm doing is I'm getting all of your information and links and everything that we'll need so that when we do the call with your technician, we'll have all of that ready and in front of us, and it'll make it a lot smoother and quicker for you. Okay. Yeah. Got to try and make it easy anyway. As easy as
that's right.
Stuff doesn't need to be hard. Oops, there we go. Okay. And I've got some boxes on my end. I've got to tick off to our system asking me, did you check this? Did you check that? How about this?
Yeah, bunch of checking off stuff, making sure this, making sure that.
Yep, exactly. Check over here. Just make sure I get all this in the right spot. Perfect. Okay. So, Joey, now is when I am going to bombard you with some texts.
Yes.
Really, it's not your old girlfriend. It's just me.
Why is she Gail? She'd be like, who the hell is Gail?
Right? don't want to get you in any trouble. So first one, I think you already had my contact info, but just so you make sure you got it and you got me in your phone. And then the next one is our customer service department. That's where you're going to reach your technician on a more regular basis.
Okay.
There we go. That looks perfect. All right, Joey, let's go ahead. We're going to list off the services you want to show for. So, of course, plumbing, but within plumbing, we can say a whole lot of stuff. Probably want to say, do you do emergency or after-hours calls?
I do some, but it just depends on how late it is, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay, so we could say, let's say plumbing service, and you know, well.
I do water heater change out, new bathtub installation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pretty much anything to do with plumbing.
Okay.
I mean, whether it's a remodel or whether it's a service work, just like whether it's unstop a toilet or replace a toilet or put in a whole new bathroom. I can add a whole new bathroom.
Oh, wow. So could I say, like, bathroom remodel?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be a remodel. Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Okay. Do you do kitchens too, Joey?
We just do the plumbing on them, but as far as the countertops, we just do the new sinks and new faucets, but we don't do kitchen countertops. Now, I do bathroom countertops and stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. What about water softeners?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Trying to think of other things.
Really?
You do welds too? Well drilling?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well drilling. I'm going to say well maintenance.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful. Well repair. Okay. Wow, you go above and beyond plumbing from what I usually see, Joey. That's amazing.
Thank you, Ms. Gage.
You bet. You must have some fun equipment then if you're drilling wells too.
Well, we don't drill the wells, but we drop the new pumps and stuff. Like, no matter, like, say somebody's at a house and their pump goes bad.
Oh,
sure.
We'll
pull the pump and replace the pump, the wire, whatever we need to do. But as far as drilling the well now, they call in a well company.
They specialize.
They got them big drills on them trucks.
Oh, sure.
And they actually drilled a well and all that, but we can drop the new wells, replace pumps in the wells, above ground pumps, submergible pumps.
Perfect. Okay. And refresh my memory, Joey, you don't have a Facebook business page yet, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Let me tell them that. Oops. Do you need a website? Oops. I can't type this morning. This is bad. I'm catching my typos. I can't stand the little buggers. I got to get them.
Yeah. I know. I see my daughter type and my wife. I'm like, man, y'all women type so fast.
years of practice.
We're like one finger and sitting there typing.
Hey, y'all, that's all right.
Y'all are slaying the computer.
All right. And then I'm texting you another link. This one is just informational about our call tracking and how that all works.
Yes, man. I just got it.
Perfect. And that one, whenever you feel like looking at it, it's not urgent. Now, I've got an optional item for you, Joey. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you could download from the Play Store. And there's no additional cost, but it's yours if you want it. The app itself has its own unique phone number that would be local to you. So, for example, if you wanted to keep your business and your personal separate but on the same cell phone, you'd use the app and the app phone number to dial out to make business calls, and then that would be the number you'd list for people to call you. And then, so if you wanted to make a call, you'd go into the app, dial the number from the keypad. It goes over your existing cell signal, so you don't need a separate phone. And then if you plan on adding employees at all, they can have the app too, and they would have their own number on your system. And then let's say down the road you have to fire that employee, but you want to cut off access that they might have had to your customer list or your other employees. All you have to do is let us know, and we'll cut their line, and they're toast. They're no longer involved with you. Is that something that you're interested in, or do you have to keep it a little simpler?
I'm going to keep it a little simpler for now, and I might download the app and, shortly.
No problem. You just let me know if you want it, and I will get you set up. And then, Joey, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Any better than the other?
It's either or. They're all the same, so whatever.
Okay.
Whatever's easiest for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, and then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
From eight to eight.
Got it. Monday through Friday.
Yes, ma'am. And do Monday through Saturday. I can catch some on Saturday too.
You got it. And then on your website, did you want us to add a payment option like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle? If you use any of those, there's no charge for it.
I don't have none set up. I have to, my daughter has all that, but I'll probably set it up later.
Okay, no problem. We can do that whenever you're ready. And then your address, the Winter Lock and Drive, I assume that's a home address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm putting a note on here for our technician and for Google to not publish your actual street. So you'll still show as a pin in the map in the same place, but it won't be navigable. So in other words, some crazy couldn't just drive to your house because they hate their water heater. Your wife probably doesn't want that either. You installed this stinking tankless water heater, and I hate it. I'm going to come down. Yeah.
Show up at my house about 8 o'clock.
You're right. Exactly. That would be bad.
Yeah.
So we'll avoid that. All right. And then, Joey, we need to set up your onboarding call. So it's an hour window. We may be able to call right at the top of the hour, but it may be 10, 15 minutes behind, just depending. We allow an hour in case you have extra questions or if you need help with anything, but we leave it as a window because the person we talked to before you may have also needed help. This is a call with me and you and your technician. And they're going to go through all of your information, make sure I got it all right. One more, we're big on accuracy, which is why I'm doing so much scanning through, making sure I'm catching my typos. But they'll go through again to make sure that we've got it for real. One last quality control check. Talk about what you want on your website. Get you into that dashboard and reporting area. The housekeeping stuff that we need to do before we get our sleeves rolled up and dive in.
Okay.
So today, oh gosh, today looks kind of hairy. Well, maybe not so bad.
And I got to get ready to go. I got to go in this lady's house. I'm out here doing the thing now, but I got to go in her house at 1.
Okay.
I don't,
so,
it shouldn't take long, though.
Okay. Oh, we should be good to go by then. So let's do this. We could do your onboarding today either at 4 or 5, or
okay.
We could look at tomorrow. It's your convenience.
I can do the day at 4. That ought to be good.
Perfect. Let me grab that. Get you on your way here quick as we can. Okay, I'm going to take that appointment.
Yeah, because I can touch base. I can call you back. I can give you this credit card, and you can be doing it, and I can call you back when I'm done with this call.
Hey, there we go. Let's actually, you know what?
That way you can be doing all your loose ends, you know what I mean, whatever. You need to be doing
that.
And you already have my credit card information, and that way you can be rolling.
And I'll tell you what, I will go ahead and get that from you. Let me just finish this one quick little calendar. There we are. All right. So I've got an email on the way to you, but let's deal with it later since you're under a time crunch. Let me get over to billing here and get, okay. Is the company name on your card, Joey, or is it just your name?
It's the company. It's Joey Cole Wilkins, DBA, Wilkins Plum.
Got it. And then phone number ending in the 7900, 105 Winter Lock and Drive, Dunn, North Carolina. Master, Visa, MX, or Discover?
It's a Master. You want me to give you these numbers? It's United Community Bank.
I'm ready when you are. I just won't repeat it back just for security purposes, okay?
Okay. It's 5322-05-62-4283. 5843.
Got it. And the expiration, please, Joey.
1025.
And then that 3-digit security code, please.
295.
Okay. Update that quick. And there we go. All right. And then I'll only, whenever you have 10 minutes, that's the most that I'll need, and we can just finish up paperwork. I'll have a couple emails waiting for you, and I'll do the rest of the things on my end so you can be quick done when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. You want me to call you back when I get done with this call, or call you at 4? What do you want me to do, Ms. Gail?
You know, it'd be perfect if you call me back when you're done with this call, then we can get those couple of housekeeping items done before your onboarding call.
Yes, ma'am. I'll call you. It shouldn't be too long. It might be around 2 o'clock. It normally don't take me about an hour, depending on, you know what I mean? It'd be around 2 o'clock. I'll be touching base with you.
Perfect. That works for me. We'll talk to you then, Joey.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Gail, and I'll talk to you right here shortly.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.